The proposed language in a new ordinance would allow assembly members attending a meeting by phone or internet to count toward a quorum. That's currently 4 assembly members, the minimum number required to conduct a meeting and vote on an issue. The proposal would allow a minimum of 2 physically present in the borough assembly chambers for meetings. 4 would still be needed to vote or pass anything, but that could include those calling in. Assembly member Eric Castro was interested in the change.
I like the idea about having, being able to keep having a quorum, being able to be productive. My only reservation was our AV system. I see over here now that we have newer ones. Before, you know, as you guys know, it was just really tough to be able to hear and to understand, fully comprehend everything that was going on at the meeting. So I think that was a limitation.
Assembly members have been calling in by phone to past meetings. KFSK has worked with the borough to allow for internet call-ins to the borough assembly's sound system. That was used for the first time at the Chamber of Commerce Candidate Forum in September. One assembly meeting this summer was canceled when not enough members showed up to conduct business. Nancy Strand wanted the in-person quorum to remain at 4.
I have trouble with that. It's not going to save any time. It also feels to me like it would increase the opportunities for abuse. I cannot support 2 members in person.
Jay Stanton Greger saw some good from the change, but also thought that a 4-person in-person quorum should be maintained.
Now, the reason is I think it's important for the public trust, the idea of having someone wants to actually sit and talk with us before a meeting or after a meeting. Maybe I'm making an assumption here, but I think it feels good to have 4 physical bodies here we can chat with or get FaceTime with about an issue. I think it's fair to the public. So I'm kind of member Strand on that. I can't vote for it as it is right now.
The change would impact other boards and commissions in the borough. In the borough's charter, groups like the Planning Commission and Hospital Board operate under rules made for the assembly. Stanton Greger was possibly interested in making the change for other elected boards, but not the assembly.
Okay, I'm thinking out loud here, and I don't mean to speak out of turn for the Planning and Zoning or the Hospital Board, but I know they've had problems with maintaining a regular quorum. In that setting, I think I could help a lot. So maybe I would amend this to include Planning and Zoning and Hospital Board, but not the Assembly?
That could require a charter change and a vote of the public. Borough Clerk Debbie Thompson said she'd be looking into whether that would be needed. Stanton Greger did not make the amendment. Instead, the vote was 6-1 on the change as proposed. Nancy Strand was the only vote against the change in its first reading. However, several others said they were only voting to advance the measure to its second reading and were likely to vote against it later. In other decisions, the Assembly advanced the first reading of a $20 monthly increase to the stipend for most officers in the Petersburg Volunteer Fire Department. That's expected to cost the borough an additional $3,120 a year. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.